So listening to the sound of the ball as it rises and falls away. So taking your time as always, just to find a comfortable position that you can sustain for the next 30 minutes. And giving yourself permission to move at any point during that time. If you feel uncomfortable, or if you feel you're going against what your body needs right now. And so come into rest. And taking your awareness first of all to the points of contact with the floor beneath you. So beginning with the head and feeling the weight of the head falling into the cushion. Feeling the backs of the shoulders as they make contact with the carpet. Maybe feeling the spine as it gradually starts to sink downwards as we settle into our position. And feeling the pelvis and the buttocks. The heaviness in this area as it sinks into the floor. Feeling the length of the arms and particularly the hands as they rest motionless with nothing to do, nothing to strive for, nothing to achieve. Feeling the weight of the legs, the backs of the legs, the knees, and allowing the feet just to splay outwards slightly and to rest into their natural position. Just letting go of any desire to pull against what your body naturally wants to do. And now, after that brief scan through the body, broadening out your awareness to taking your whole body. As it lies here, surrender into gravity. And being supported by the floor or by the earth, if you like. And just resting with that sensation. Now allowing your awareness to settle onto the sounds that are coming to you from your sense of hearing. Notice how what at first glance might appear to be quite a silent environment actually is full of very subtle sounds. Sounds inside the room, sounds outside the room, maybe sounds outside the house. Maybe right inside our own bodies. Noticing how these sounds rise into our awareness and fall away again. The sound that was there 30 seconds ago is now on. Maybe a new one's taken its place. And now moving your awareness to your sense of sight, even if your eyes are closed. What's coming to you through your closed eyelids? What shapes? What colours? What movement? See if you can look into those shapes and colours and patterns. Just enjoy them for what they are. Maybe it's just a sense of light or dark. But notice whatever is there. It is, however subtly, always changing. Now moving on to our sense of touch and noticing perhaps first of all where our hands rest. Perhaps it's exploring with our fingers, texture of the blanket, carpet, our clothes. Really just enjoying that sensation of touch, which you might never dwell in normally. Softness. Maybe a silkiness, coziness. Be a feeling of warmth. Of coolness, maybe. Roughness. What's there for you coming to you from this sense just now in this moment? And finally, bringing your awareness to your sense of taste and smell. Maybe you taste what you've just drank recently, or something you've eaten. Maybe you still feel the texture of it in your mouth. There is a dryness. Maybe there's not much coming to you from your sense of taste or your sense of smell, but just noticing that nonetheless. It's okay to feel nothing, to sense nothing sometimes. We don't need an overload from our senses all of the time. Perhaps we can just allow one to take over the others from time to time, and for that to shift too from one to the other. For a sense of hearing, to a sense of touch, sense of taste. Just giving ourselves permission to rest in the totality of that sensual experience. Just for a few moments more. Embracing your whole experience. Now I invite you to bring your awareness to your breath, if you haven't done so already. And to perhaps place a hand or both hands on your belly to feel the rise and fall of the breath as it moves the diaphragm. And resting this sense of movement. Noticing the full extent of the in-breath, the slight pause at the top of the in-breath, and the completion of the cycle as you breathe out. And just seeing if you can allow the out-breath to be just slightly longer than the in-breath, and to invite in a pause at the end of the out-breath. You rest for perhaps 1 or 2 seconds longer than you would normally. Just enjoying being in that space where the body rests. Just noticing where you feel the breath most. We normally feel the breath most obviously in the front of the body. But I wonder if you can take the breath into the back of the body, into the back of the ribcage. and to feel the expansion and the broadening. To feel the expansion between the ribs and to allow a softening there. Allowing the ribs to gently expand without any resistance, both into the back, into the floor, feeling the rib cage pressing down on the floor, but also out to the sides. Can you expand your rib cage sideways? As well as forwards and backwards. With each out breath, a letting go, a letting go of tension. Softening of the organs. And a stillness in that space at the end of the out-breath. And still noticing that rise and fall, that tactile feeling of your hands on your belly. Always taking your awareness back there. And now noticing what's happening in the mind. Are there lots of thoughts? Maybe there were lots of thoughts at the beginning of this meditation, but now there are less, or at least they seem to be floating through with more ease. How is it for you now in this moment? If you feel a sense of tension in the mind or manifesting outwardly on the forehead or the eyes or the jaw, and just seeing if you can allow that tension to be released on an out breath. So taking each part And on the in-breath, making the intention that you're going to release the tension on the out-breath. And just letting that tension drift away as if you've just let go of a balloon. You've just opened your grasp and just simply let that balloon float away, taking the tension with it. Taking another part where you perceive there's tension, holding in the face, breathing in the intention to release it, slight pause and breathing out and releasing. It can help to release audibly with an audible sigh. And to fully expel the air from the lungs before you rest in the stillness. And if you perceive that you're succeeding to breathe out tension, but then you're breathing it straight back in again, maybe just try a few shallower breaths. And just staying at that point where you feel you have a beneficial equilibrium between breathing in and breathing out, where you feel that you're releasing more tension than you're breathing in. And if you're feeling any sense of tightness still in the mind, any anxious thoughts, any particularly difficult thoughts that you can't release right now, and just asking yourself if this particular anxiety or difficulty is manifesting in the body anywhere. Just being curious about whether this tension in the mind is actually mirrored in the body. And if you find a particular location, just seeing if you can breathe towards that area. Taking the breath, maybe not all the way there, but somewhere in that region. And allowing the air, the breath that you take there, to be soft and infused with a sense of tenderness. Just allowing the breath to gently swirl around this area of difficulty, softening as it goes. Maybe you can imagine being inside your body and stroking this area with something soft, like a soft brush, or perhaps a feather, maybe even your own fingers, your own touch. Gently caressing where you hold tension. And breathing into this area, allowing in breath and spaciousness. With every out breath, inviting your body to rest and perhaps to soften and splay outwards slightly along the floor. Allowing in slight movement as your breath caresses this area, as it opens up and invites in a sense of kindness and caring. And so, as the breath swirls and softens, as our sense of touch, our stroking of these ligaments, of these muscles, gently caresses our bodies. And as we take with the breath a gentle and loving kindness to ourselves, maybe we can also cultivate a sense of what our bodies do for us. How they carry us every day of our lives. And even when we think that they're not doing a very good job for us. Actually, they maybe just are doing the very best they can. And so resting in this sense of kindness and tenderness to ourselves. In this breathing body that's breathing all by itself. Just gently broadening your awareness out again to encompass your whole body lying here. In a sense of deep stillness. And a sense of heaviness and being supported by the earth. And breathing with that sensation. And so now, as we come to the end of this meditation, I invite you to remain resting until the sound of the bowl has faded away. And then just seeing if we can take some of the stillness back into our everyday life. And gradually coming back to ourselves, very slowly, from our fingers. Gradually moving our fingers, our hands, our wrists. And doing the same also from our feet. And perhaps finally opening our eyes.